Hi, this is Susie welcoming you to the fourth anniversary edition of The Next Step. With today's podcast, we celebrate the beginning of our fourth year of spreading Armadoxy through the Next Step project on epostle.net. That's apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. We produce the Next Step podcast every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, as well as the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course, the neophyte, those who are searching for truths in ancient orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week, free of charge, either as a podcast on Apple iTunes or at epostle.net. Whether you're listening on CD, over the internet, or on your MP3 player, we invite you to sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready to take the next step.
Hey, this is Father Bosk, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to The Next Step, the fourth anniversary edition of The Next Step, a podcast about life and love, well, 4 years later, starting on our fourth year. We're so glad that you're joining us today. This is a podcast that looks at life and really takes a brand new look. It's ancient Orthodoxy, Armenian Orthodoxy, polished up in a new manner, and we call that Armadoxy. So we invite you right now to kick back and just take the next few minutes to spend this celebration with us, to celebrate with us as we start off the next step, fourth anniversary. Well, so glad to have you with us today. I know we did away with some of the usual introductions, but what do you want? Today's a special day. It's like 4 years. Can you believe it? Every Thursday we've come out. Podcast, rain or shine, even in sleet and snow. Yes, we've been in Argentina and in Armenia. We have broadcast throughout the world. And right now we're heard on 5 continents. And that is a celebration. So we are celebrating right now. We are at the Apostle Studios. And I know many of you know that I've been through some difficult times the last few days. I do want to share some insight on that with you. And I'm going to hold off and get back to you next week, because it has been a very emotional, spiritually driven few days, and I want to just mention this because I really, really appreciate all of your well wishes, all of your prayers that have really, I've been touched by them. I've been touched, I've been humbled beyond what you might imagine, and I want to share some insight on that later in the podcast, and we'll go into some more detail next week. But for today, we're going to be celebrating because, hey, 4 years, like I said, we've been going at it, and this is really something really new. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, I shared with you some thoughts about where electronic ministry was going in the last couple decades, and especially in the Armenian Church, how slow it's been to evolve. But we are so thankful that right now, if you go to any of the major churches, any of the Armenian churches or dioceses, you know that at least there's a presence, there's at least a website, and beyond the website, there's opportunities for people to connect. And that's what it's all about. I shared with you a story from almost 25 years ago, I think it was last week or in the podcast before, about how in this giant suitcase I arrived at a clergy conference with an opportunity to talk about electronic ministry and where it could lead. And basically, it was against a backdrop of people questioning it, like, what are you going to do, baptize with it? Until it was a few years ago when we actually did baptize with a computer. Actually, it was through a Skype communications we were able to get a godfather there. And it's just only one opportunity. In fact, this morning I happened to be in the local Catholic church, and the Tidings, a newspaper of the LA Archdiocese, was there. The editorial by Archbishop Gomez addressed this theme of electronic communications. He had his first Facebook page and was amazed that within a few minutes he had something like 800 likes. And think about the opportunity that this gives you if you're really serious about getting the word out, whatever it may be. hey, Madison Avenue is doing it. Everybody else is selling their stuff. Why aren't we selling Christ? Why aren't we selling the message that has given light and love to so many people for so many centuries? Why aren't we spreading that with the means that we have available to us? And certainly technology is that means. So when we celebrate 4 years of the Next Step, we're celebrating really something very special, something that's been very dear to my heart. And so today, as I said, it's been a really rough week. We're not going to do a full podcast, but we were kicking around the ideas as Ani came into the studio with her bubbles, as Susie was getting ready to for the production end of this podcast, and as Ken was putting down his last smoke. Yes, I know, he's back at it. Through the smoke-colored glass, let's say, as we're looking at each other, we said, you know, there are so many people who follow the podcast. Susie gave me the last statistics from last week's downloads and everything. So many people who listen and really don't know what's involved in putting this together. And so we're going to turn the microphone around today. You're going to get to hear Ani Bubbles, without the bubbles, talking a little bit with Ani. We're going to get to talk with Susie. She's in the studio. And, of course, Ken. We're all going to be talking about where we're headed with this electronic ministry. It's a different way of celebrating this fourth anniversary. And next week, when we get back together, we'll start off with our fourth year with a traditional, regular Next Step, as you've come to notice it. But for right now, here's today's anniversary edition. It sounds like the Lambert Lounge. Well, it's much bigger than that. Actually, it's the celebration of our Next Step, and we are here with Susie, our producer, with Ani and her bubbles, and of course, Ken, our engineer. And we're going to just turn the microphone around and just start talking about where we started, where we're going with this ministry. So, and we want to welcome all of you that are listening in. Around the microphone right now. How you doing, Susie?
Doing well, thank you.
Ani, you okay?
I'm good.
And Ken? All right. Ken's. He's gonna do both jobs. He's looking over the microphones and the settings, and also gonna contribute to this podcast. Well, you know, so many of our listeners listen in every week, and they get to hear me, and I'm very thankful for that. But there is a production team that puts this together. Ani, with her bubbles, you know, reaches out with her stories of faith and hope and love, and every week just inspires people. Susie brings it together as the production on the production end, and really gets out this incredible technology, because what you see is what you hear is an MP3 file, but somehow there's a magic that she does, and it gets out there and reaches out to so many people via email and downloads and iTunes and everything. And of course, Ken, without which I don't know how we would do it. So I want to start off, Susie, let's hear some of your stuff. It's been 4 years. Where are you at these days with the Next Step? What are you thinking about where we're going, how we started off? Some reflections.
Sure. It's actually kind of hard to tell where we're going to be, because honestly, when we started doing this podcast back in 2008, we really had no idea all the people and the places that we would reach. But obviously, there was a need to fill, and so it kind of grew. I'm not really sure how it grew, whether it was word of mouth or I'm sure through our social networking, that probably helped. But definitely there is a need, and people write to us, and so we're going to continue doing this.
And you know, last week you bring up a good point about where we reached last week. I don't know if you saw it. I know it made its rounds on Facebook. There was a post by our friends in Argentina who had actually done an In His Shoes video
A message of hope.
A message of hope, yes, to the Darfuris. And, you know, I was really in tears that day because you realize how far it's reaching, that it's not just a question of getting your voice out, but actually getting people to react to the situation. So that's exciting. That's something I'd never imagined.
Exactly. And those, you know, those are the kinds of things that we've experienced. Friends that we have now that we didn't have prior to this podcast, because of the technology, we have been able to reach out to so many places, deliver our message, and get other people to be inspired to do the same. And that's kind of our hope too, to expand this so that other people are inspired to continue what we've started.
And getting to places that you would never really, in my wildest dreams, I never imagined we'd be a voice of Armenian Orthodoxy in some of these places that people are talking. But talking about voices, and you know, mine gets a little scratchy sometimes, and right now I'm just not, it's not up there. But there is a voice that hits us every week, and it is a powerful voice. It is beautiful, but it is powerful because she really touches people in a unique way. And if that, of course, is Ani. And Ani, you're off script right now. No script to follow. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I know this past couple weeks personally have been exciting weeks, and maybe I wanted to, because what you do in the next step with your bubbles is really reaching out to people and ministering to them with stories of hope and love. And I understand this last couple weeks have been really in your professional life, in your career life, you've become an agent of hope. I wanted to talk to you about that. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
That's a big thing. Ani became an RN just last week. And tell us.
Well, it's been a long journey. About 4 years ago, I decided that I didn't want to keep studying art. And I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And so I changed my major over and made a big decision to follow a different path. And I've been in nursing school this whole time, and I'm finally getting my life back from it. It's been a long journey, but a very fun one, and I really am excited to start working as a nurse.
That's an interesting word that you use, a fun one. Most people who would look at nursing would maybe describe it in a few different terms, but fun. Talk about that.
Well, it's fun for me because I enjoy what I do. For those of you who don't know, I work with kids, and as sick as they are or as difficult as the situation may be, you still get to have fun. That's how kids communicate, and that's how kids play, and we get to, you know, have a good time together despite everything that's going on, and I really enjoy my job. So when I get to go to work, I do have a fun time.
And the bubbles that you do, we've always talked about these spiritual bubbles, how these bubbles are to take our mind away. I want to see the connection there. I also know that you do a blog, a regular blog on a... give that site. We should put that up on our website as well. But how can people read your blog?
I work for an online magazine called scrubsmag.com. You can go there, and I'm the student nurse blogger right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really enjoy doing the blogs, reaching out to the student nurses out there who don't really get an idea of what it's like to be a student nurse and transitioning into the work field. And I like doing the bubbles, too. It's like a vocal blog about just kind of taking that time out and really rejuvenating your mind with some inspirational thought. And I really like bringing that to the world.
I like the Armenian word for nurse, pujkuir. That it's so descriptive again. You know, it's nurse, but pujkuir, the healing sister. That is a really very, very special term. And we wish you the best, Ani. I know I speak for many hundreds of people who listen to you every week. And I speak for all of them when we say how inspirational it is to hear your voice. And I know that in your work, your career, you're going to be inspiring, touching, and healing so many people. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Ken. Yes, Ken, the one who does all the work, and so few people know what's going on. He's got this giant big smokescreen in front of him the smoke-colored glass, and this big big old mixer, computers, headphones, and microphones. And he's almost like a man made out of metal, but there is a soul behind him. How are you doing, Ken? Well, you know, this morning I thought of you because we were at the one of the local Catholic churches, and I picked up the Tidings newspaper. This is put out by the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And Archbishop Jose Gomez, he just put out this small little message which caught my eye. He talked about his first Facebook encounter. He became a public figure on Facebook, and 800 people have liked him. And of course, he talks about the means of using technology to get the word out. One of the points that he makes over here, I want to just quote him because this is, we've talked about this in the past. It says, "The church has always found ways to use new media to spread the gospel, beginning with the printing press, then radio, television, and cable, and now the internet. The early Christians were able to spread the gospel so rapidly because the Roman Empire had a vast network of roads. This enabled missionaries to travel to every part of the known world to preach the good news face to face." So when you think about those roads, you think about that travel, it's basically this beautiful miracle that we have, these wires, these conductors, these computers that plug us all in together. And Ken, you're at the center of that. So I want to just ask you, in the way that you've seen as a professional working with this technology now for several years, who puts this together, how do you see this evolving? Or let me say, do you see this evolving in a way that can be very profitable for the Christian faith, especially in what we're doing as Armadoxy, getting this ancient religion out there to the people in new manners, and spreading it to places that we never even imagined?
Yes.
Okay, yes, he is a man of many, many words. And okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Ken. And I got to tell you, all these people that are on board, they're all volunteers. And, you know, that makes it even sweeter, doesn't it? Because you realize that everybody's really giving of themselves in a very special manner. So I want to just thank everybody for being here. Also in our group right now is actually my wife Susan is here, my sister Anush, my son Sevan is here, who was the original, I don't know if you've ever known this, but he was the original voice of Epostle. It's a couple, that's one of those things, like if you ever dig up on internet archive servers, you could maybe even find one of his clips. We'll have to resurrect that. So we got a bunch of people here right now sitting around and just congratulating one another. But I want to end it by congratulating all of you, all of our listeners who've prayed for us, who've supported us, who've sent us those words of encouragement, because those small little words, those small little emails that you send out to us really go a long way. They really get us through some very difficult times. I want to thank all the people who have contributed with donations. You know, it really goes to show what Christ says, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. If your heart is in with this ministry, with getting this out, your treasure is there as well. So we appreciate all of you who make donations, regular donations, and support this financially. And the outcome is you're a participant of this ministry. And believe it or not, every week that goes by, especially during the Divine Liturgy, you are remembered by name. You are remembered as a person who is participating. And God bless you. God strengthen you and give you the ability to continue to help us out. I want to also make a mention of a good friend of mine, Georgie, who originally gave the equipment for this ministry. And he's still out there giving us equipment now and then. And it goes a long way. You know, yesterday's technology is yesterday's technology for a lot of people. For us, it's like cutting edge because we know how to use it. People come into our... This was like... you remember that story, Susie? A couple weeks ago, we had some technicians come in. Some people from... They were doing like some big show and they looked at our equipment and they said, why don't you guys use Macintosh? You know, and we gave him. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was like an interesting kind of thing. Like, there's so much you can do with Macintosh, so much you can do if you had a $20 million grant, so much you can do if you had $20,000. But you know what? We don't have that, and we're doing it with this incredible limited resources because, well, like I've always told you, when God's on your side, you are a majority. You already have that $20,000 grant. You have that $20 million grant. And I believe God has ordained this, and I want to thank you all for being a part of it. We're going to be back next week. I'm going to conclude with a few parting shots in just a couple moments. I want to thank you all for being here. Susie, anything? Last minute.
Susie.
How about Ronnie?
I didn't know what to say. I just want to thank all of our listeners for all of the messages and all the support you send us, because just know that that actually keeps us going.
Ani, last parting shot.
I'll be back next week with my bubbles, and thanks to all of you who write me fan mail. I love hearing from everyone.
And can we count on some good bubbles coming up?
Of course.
Taking us very, very high. Ken, you're always aboard, right?
Yeah.
All right. There he is, the man of many words. So for the wonderful people that are all over here, God bless you all, and thank you for joining us for this special 4th anniversary celebration. I'll be back in a minute. Different, and next week when you come back, we'll give you the full podcast with bubbles, with songs of the day, and so on. I just wanted to leave with a personal parting shot, and many of you know that I've been through some serious and difficult days this past week, especially health-wise, and I'm on the road to recovery. I want to thank all of you for your prayers and your sincere wishes. I do want to leave you with a couple of thoughts, because sitting in a hospital, you get an opportunity to really think about a lot of things, about life and its meaning. And I want to just share with you, our Next Step listeners, our Armodoxy listeners, people who kind of understand ancient orthodoxy from the beginning of all time. We're not talking about just a religion. We're talking about the beginning of time and putting it all together. And over the last few weeks, I had an opportunity as I was diagnosed with this malignant tumor and later had to anticipate the stay in the hospital and the procedures. I had an opportunity to really reflect on healing. A couple weeks ago in the Next Step podcast, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I reflected on the healing power of Christ. And if you remember, it is a healing power that doesn't go back 2,000 years, but a healing power that begins from the beginning of all time. That means at the moment of creation, at the moment of all eternity, whether you want to believe that 13 billion years ago, you want to believe it a billion years ago, is inconsequential. What it is at some point this all came into motion, and at that time there was the purity of light, the purity of love, the ability to change, yes, even to move the mountains. I mean, think about at that moment of creation, at that moment of Big Bang, that the mountains were created. The ability was given at that point to change. And if you're tapped into that, if you're tapped into that power, if you're tapped into that beauty of light, you really have that energy within you. It's the God energy that's floating in you. I got to tell you, sitting in a hospital bed, you have an opportunity to think about many things. And as I said, just a couple things, because I will develop upon these in the next few weeks. I've got too many things going on in my head right now to really bring it to a concise point. But I want to leave you with these ideas. One of them is Thanksgiving. Throughout the Bible, we hear this concept of Thanksgiving. Keep that the focus of your life, because in Thanksgiving, immediately you're acknowledging that you are not the center of the universe. The minute you say thanks, you're acknowledging that there is something greater than you. And that is my second point, is that which is greater than me is really everything around me. I was so humbled that so many people brought their efforts to the healing cause. Whether it was a nurse, it was a doctor, whether it was the floor sweeper who made sure that the floors were sanitary so that germs could not progress and contributed to this one life. It is such an overwhelmingly humbling feeling, and I want to share that with you in the coming weeks. I want to thank you, first of all, and thank God for this opportunity that we are together on this fourth anniversary. And I leave you with these words that one of my doctors, Dr. Miran Garabedian, left me with, and I am so moved by his compassion, and I wanted to share this with you. He says, ultimately, God is the physician. We, the doctors, are the hands and the tools. He says, ours is not to add days to life, but to add life to days. I leave you with those words, and I leave you as a humble servant of the Armenian Church, inviting you to join us again next week when Susie, Ani, Ken, the whole crew, cast, will be here, and we'll all take the next step.
Information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskulledness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of epostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience, not valid with any other offer.
We trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week.
By the way, we're still recording.
I know, I thought we'd put it on. Dr. Oz said he put out like these things about alcohol, which is the worst.
Uh-oh. It's whiskey?
Yeah, well, he said vodka, gin, or whiskey. And whiskey was the worst because of the color, he says.
Oh, we saw that the other day on the other one.
Well, all right. Bye-bye.